Don Jr., Donald Trump is the first guy to actually stand up to China. Biden is basically owned by China. By Trent Baker on June 30, 2020. Donald Trump Jr., President Donald Trump's eldest son, during Tuesday's Mornings with Maria on Fox Business Network, weighed in on the United States' relationship with China heading into the 2020 presidential election. Trump told host Maria Bartiromo that his father is the first guy to actually stand up to China, while his opponent, presumptive Democratic nominee former Vice President Joe Biden, is basically owned by China. "Honestly, Donald Trump is the first guy to actually stand up to China," Trump said. "He's the first guy to actually be tough on China. He did a trade deal with China, signed in the middle of January, where everyone said that would never happen. When you look at what has gone on, sort of the MAGA agenda of 2016 was more right than ever coming out of the COVID crisis, understanding that China lied to us. They either bribed or manipulated the World Health Organization into going with the talking points. They shut down travel from Wuhan to Beijing to Shanghai, their biggest cities, but not to the rest of the world. Joe Biden is basically owned by China," he continued. "His son's taken billions, in terms of investment. You know, the 2-in-20 fund structure where he's making $30 million a year. Joe Biden is not going to be soft on China. Every comment that he has ever made about China has been lackadaisical at best. He doesn't view them as a threat. The reality is the world has seen the threat that China is. We have to stand up to them. The only person that has done that in modern American history is Donald Trump. Coming out of this, we have to be even stronger. We have to be even more aggressive, and we have to recognize China for what they are. They are not trying to be a world player. They are not trying to do what is right for the world. China will only do what is right for China. We have to recognize that we have to stand up to that. And we need someone who is not just a sock puppet like Joe Biden would be against China. We need someone who actually has guts to do something, not just talk about it, and that is Donald Trump." Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.